Harold, David, thank you both for agreeing to this interview. This is quite an honor. I've been a fan of yours for years. You're two of my turkey heroes, so I appreciate you taking time out of, I guess, the middle of turkey season for you guys, right? Isn't turkey season started already?
You're just about right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Ours, we're up here in the east, the northeast, and it doesn't start until May 1st, so we've got a few more days to go, but I really appreciate you taking time to answer some of the questions that we asked our visitors, to pose to you guys. And since this is mainly bow hunting, most of the questions are going to be around bow hunting turkeys. But a lot of it's going to apply to both bow hunting and shotgun hunting. So let's get started. So thank you very much for agreeing to this.
Yes, sir. It's our pleasure. It's all great. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. So first question, what are your go-to calls that you never leave behind?
Well, I tell you what, David would be different from mine. This is Harold. And I tell you, my go-to calls, I take with me, I take mouth calls. I take owl calls, a crow call, and some kind of a friction call. It might be a slate call, it might be a crystal call, something like that. And that's basically the call that I take with me. The one I'd never leave behind would be a push-pull. That's an easy operated call, and it sounds like a turkey, and it's a finishing call as much as it is anything else, even though you can't locate with it. Obviously, I'm going to take a couple of locator calls, which would be an owl and a crow. And if I got that on me, I can turkey hunt just about anywhere in the United States.